Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house on this weekend, known as Labor Day weekend. We're glad that you are here. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship today to John chapter 6 and verse 27. It's the verse that's been included in your church bulletin today about a Labor Day reminder. We live in America and we celebrate this holiday once a year, basically by taking off from our labors. And I thought it would be good to be reminded of what God had to say about labor. Notice verse 27 of John chapter 6. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Very important reminder here. And some would say, well, this is a contradiction because the Bible says that if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And you're saying we're not to labor for the meat which perisheth. The point is this, and you have to take it in the context of where our Savior is going with this, because then we come later on here in chapter 6, He talks about what? The bread of life. All right? He talks about the bread of life. So what He's speaking here is that there are many that labor for what they can get out of this life, and then when they pass from this earthly scene, they have nothing because they can't take any of that with them. And yet if they labor for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which is the gift of life that Jesus Christ gives, then you shall have it and you shall be sealed. What a wonderful picture that we have here of what's important in this world. Now we all labor. We have to work in order to eat. But that's not the purpose of our existence. Our desire is not just so we can have more. The word meat there translated food. In other translations, we need to eat. We've got to eat, and so we have to labor. The point is this. Don't think that your labor is going to do anything spiritually or eternally in your life. Understand this. You need to labor for that which perisheth not. That is, you need to go to the Lord and you need to receive from Him righteousness and eternal life. And then you'll be sealed for all eternity. We are so short-sighted today. We don't think more than 10 minutes into the future. Most people don't think about consequences. It's an amazing thing. I'll see people, from time to time, new people out walking. All right? And usually, this is my first thought, they must have went to the doctor this week. Isn't that right? All of a sudden, wow, I gotta get out there and start exercising now because doctors told me I got this, and I need to lose weight and I need to get back into things. Now, why didn't we think about that way back in the beginning? You know, about proper diet and exercise and things. We wait until the crisis comes. Why? Because we don't think more than 10 minutes into the future. But that's not the way we're to think. God wants us to think spiritually. He wants us to think eternally. Are you prepared? Are you ready to meet the Lord? And so this is the emphasis of this message, that we are to labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. That's the food that God gives, the bread of life. And I trust that you're feasting on His bread today.